All right, guys, it's time for another episode of Back in Action with Osue Villanueva, a.k.a. Coach Sway. That's me. So we'll start off with a little bit of gratitude. Today, I'm thankful for being able to drive again. I used to not be able to get in a truck and drive. It used to be so painful back in the day. Now, today, I traveled 3 hours to Houston, and now I'm traveling 3 hours back to my hometown of Waco. Awesome town, by the way. I highly recommend it. It's a great community. Okay, anyways, today I wanted to talk about what to look for in a clinician, a therapist, or a doctor. What to look out for. How do you find the ideal clinicians in your area that are there for your benefit? Well, let's first talk about what you shouldn't or what you should try to avoid in a clinician. So nowadays, you get a lot of doctors that, and it's not, you know, it's not their fault. It's the system's fault. It's the way our healthcare is set up. You get a lot of doctors who don't even get a chance to interact with a patient for more than 15 minutes. And when they do, you know, you guys as patients, you'll have so many questions to ask the doctors, and you don't necessarily get them answered all the time. So for that, I'd recommend, you know, talk to people around your community, around your area, and find out where the best, I mean, top of the line, get, you know, go straight to the people. Find somebody that's been in your situation before, whether that be, you know, you might have been diagnosed with cancer and you are looking for treatment for that. What's the best treatment possible? Look for other people that were in your shoes. What I did personally to overcome my back injuries, there was a point where I was just miserable. I was going to docs, chiros, all this stuff, and it was to no avail. Nobody was really helping me out. Nobody was really even motivating me to help myself out. And so what I ended up doing is looking for people who had been in my shoes. So for me, that was who had a drastic, life-changing back injury. And I found about 4 or 5 different people that had successfully overcome their injury and made a complete comeback and were living pain-free, normal, happy lives again. And so I followed them for a while, and then come to find out a lot of them had something in common. The person that had helped them out was this world-renowned doctor named Dr. Stuart McGill, who, by the way, I highly admire and highly recommend looking at his stuff. And this is a world-class clinician right here. He doesn't just treat just anybody. He either treats the worst of the worst chronic pain patients who have been in pain for years and have had no success, or he works with the world-class Olympic athletes that are breaking records. So either the best of the best or the worst of the worst. And so what I did, like I said, I followed those guys who had successfully overcame their injuries and kind of followed in the steps that they did. So you can apply that to any area of your life. If you're looking to improve your relationships, find somebody who's been struggling the way you are in your current relationships and has successfully gone through that, been through that, gotten rid of the trauma or whatnot, and follow them and see if you can learn from them. So that's a place to start. Ask around your community, see who the best doctors are. Don't be afraid to go to different doctors and ask them what they're about. I'd say good questions to ask is, hey, do you see your client for one-on-one? Hey, what's your background? Hey, what kind of struggles have you gone through in the past? Which is kind of a personal question, but I feel like they should be able to answer that. Don't go to somebody who just gives you a quick fix and tells you to come back, or just throw some pain meds and lets you be on your way. Go to somebody who really looks out for you, somebody who really tries to answer all those questions that you have. And feel free to ask questions, guys. I feel like a lot of, especially, maybe not my generation, so I'm 25 right now, but I'll let that car go by, I'm on the highway right now. But older generations, you know, they tend to have complete trust in the people that are looking out for them. Whether, you know, they look for these people that have just a label of simply being a doctor, and they see them almost like as a god, they see them and trust them and depend on them and agree with everything they say just because they kind of have the doctor behind their name, so that gives them credibility. It's not always like that, guys. Sometimes you have to find the people who have been there, done that. And those people aren't always going to have the label of doctor behind their names. Sometimes it's going to be somebody like Mr. Miyagi from the Karate Kid movie, who helps you learn the foundations of movements or the foundations of health. You know, people like that, super humble. Don't look for, you know, there's a lot of marketing that goes on through Instagram and Facebook. Don't look for those people that just hype you up, because that's not what's going to fix you at the end of the day. What's going to fix you is having a true guide that is there for you, that has been there, done that, that has been through trials and tribulations and now wants to share it with you. Someone that you don't necessarily have to depend on. Somebody that truly empowers you to take your health into your own hands and to just run with it. And it's not always going to be, you know, the fanciest person or the best looking person or the person that markets the best. You know, that's not always what's going to diss you guys. You got to find those people that are down in the trenches. And luckily, I found somebody through Dr. Stuart Miguel. He had some books. I read all of his books. I actually went to his conference now, and I want to be certified through his method, which is super hard to get. And that's my next step in the back, being a back rehab specialist journey. But that's all I had for you guys today. Just find people who truly empower you. And that, you don't necessarily just have to apply that to when you're injured or when you get diagnosed with a certain disease or diagnosis. Apply that to your entire life. Like, lean on those people who, like, really look out for you and really empower you. Those are the people that you want in your circle. And I hope that I can be one of those types of individuals for you guys, whether that be from afar, through you listening to this podcast, or a friend to lean on in person. That's all I have for you guys. Thank you guys for listening. I hope y'all are having an amazing afternoon and day. Be blessed.